Good morning. And from the first Sunday of this 2009, a happy and a great new year, and may the Lord bless you this year every day. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, our God and Father in Jesus Christ, we worship you and praise you for your gracious love. We praise you for your faithfulness in the past, for your constant care. We come and put ourselves in your hands to guide us this day in every day of 2009. We offer our lives for your service and pray, help us to serve you this year with courage and love. Thank you, Lord, for your word in us. We pray that through the work of the Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds, that we can hear your word and understand it. Lord, your word is indeed a lamp to my feet, a light for my path. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Sorry for my throat that is not as clear as it should be. Let us read from the word of the Lord, the letter to the Hebrews. Sorry for this sound. Hebrews chapter 13, we read verse 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life. Imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Especially those words, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. The new translation of the Message said, I will not let you down. I will not walk off and leave you. I think the last half of 2008 have a lot of surprises for every one of us. And that wasn't good surprises. We have heard about the economic crunch, We have learned and we learn our children and teach them money should be in the bank. That is the place, safe and secure. Even the Lord in his word said, instead of putting it in the ground, you should have put it in the bank for interest. And then banks got problems and got bankrupt. Businesses over 80 years closed their doors. The security about all we have to live on, is all of a sudden not so sure about. Maybe, and the new translation of Psalm 146 said, never put your life in the hands of experts. The old translation said princes and important people. Don't put your life in the hand of experts. And I think we should say it to each other, don't even put your hands of your life in your own hands, because we think we are experts. We have the technology. Thanks for the example this morning. Don't trust technology. We have all the knowledge. We can do incredible things. And it is wonderful. But maybe most of us are very sure about ourselves. We have too much self-confidence. We think we can handle everything. No problem in 2009. No problem what has happened worldwide. I'm in charge. I can handle it. And you know, we should remember we are not experts. For example, we're so sure about everything that's going on in the world, like knowledge, technology, information, name it. But most of the time we have a problem to live, to love our child, to love my husband, my wife, to give a helping hand to someone who needs it. We're looking for words to say to people that need comfort and encouragement. Then all of a sudden we're not so sure about everything. The word of the Lord said in James chapter 4, this word about people that are so sure. Now listen, you who say, today, tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanished. Thinking, what is coming this year? What will happen this year? What will happen tomorrow? I will even say, we don't know what will happen this afternoon, without an hour, within an hour, within 2 hours. We have no security in our own hands. Therefore, we have to trust the Lord. And what is most wonderful, when we start thinking of this year and what is in store for us, maybe our health will have problems, maybe job losses, maybe money, maybe relations, family relations, name it. We have no security about anything. And when we realize that, and the insecurity becomes frightening us, we become afraid. Therefore, these wonderful words of the Lord, I will not let you down. I will not walk off and leave you. You remember so well the first night, Christmas night in the fields of Bethlehem. The angel said to the shepherds, do not be afraid. This is the message of the Lord, the good news of great joy. Because Peter in his first letter wrote, praise be to God and the Father for our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. The new translation put it, God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord promises that I will not walk off, never. I will not leave you. The old translation, I will not forsake you. Maybe in this coming year, family and friends will let us down. That is possible. We are only humans. Close family, close friends will let us down. But this morning the word of the Lord says, God will not let us down. Therefore, we have hope and we trust the Lord for this new year. And we can only pray that the goodness and the love of the Lord will be with us every step of the way. And always remember, the Lord will be with us in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll ask the elders to come forward, please. Wait for Mandy. Okay. This is a table of the Lord made ready for those of us who love the Lord and for those of us who want to love Him more. Therefore, I will ask it to pray for the bread, please.
Father in heaven, we bow before your holy presence. We thank you for your great love for us, that you sent your only begotten Son to come to earth to pay the penalty for our sins. Lord, we would be hopeless without you having done that, and thank you for this blessed hope we have of someday being with you, and that you're preparing a place for us. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. As you were on earth, you took a lot of abuse, you took a lot of flack from the religious people, and you stood up to them, and you showed us the right way, and you eventually died on the cross to go through all that punishment and all that pain. As we partake of this bread, help us to remember all the suffering and pain that you went through. Your body was broken for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Crushed for our sins, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our sins, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are
The Lord, on the night of his betrayal, took the bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Mandy, to pray for the cup.
Let's pray. Our loving Jesus, we thank you so much that it is by your grace that any of us can come to this table and that we are here at your invitation. We pray that each of us would be able to reach out and take that grace which is offered by the shedding of your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Here I stand in the blessing of the Father's love, washed in blood, sweet forgiveness for a life undone. Here I stand in the blessings of a million. Within, filled with comfort for a million tears, knowing that your love is all that I need to get by, knowing that your hand is over me all my life, knowing that your love is all that I need to get by, knowing that your hand is over me all my life, my Father. I love you, Father. I love I stand. washed in blood. His sweet forgiveness for a life undone. Knowing that your love is all that I need to get by. Knowing that your hand is over me. Oh, my life, my Father, I love you. My Father, I love you.
After the supper, the Lord took the cup and said, "This is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
As a part of our communion still, let's just sing this chorus before we go to the benevolent offering. It's my Father, I love you. And let's just meditate on those words for a moment.
Just my Father, I love you.
Let's just sing that together.
My Father, I love you. Your love is all that I need to get by. Knowing that your hand is over me all my life.
Let's sing, my Father, I love you.
My Father, I love you. My Father, I love you. My Father, I love you.
Father, we your people do love you this morning. It is our heart's desire that in the beginning of this new year that we would right our hearts with you and that we would align our lives with you. And so even now, Lord, we just want to thank you so much for what you did for us on the cross, and thank you so much that we can remember everything that you did in this celebration. And God, now we're going to gather together kind of a second offering, and sometimes it almost seems silly to do, but then we see that there's some extra special needs in people's lives, and so this is what that benevolent offering, just for those special occasions where people really need help. And so we give this to you as well, in Christ's name.
Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority flows from his throne unto his own. His anthem reigns. So exalt, lift up.
closing song. You're welcome to take your hymnal or follow along. Hymnal page 299. And it's kind of a bit of an Easter song, but every time I finish communion, I so often think of not only did Christ die and was buried and shed his blood for us, but he also rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. And so we sing, He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Let's stand and sing hymn number 299. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, so Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, O Christian. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujah. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who see Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
And I encourage you today, if you heard those words and you say, I'm not quite sure He lives in my heart, today's a great day to start the journey. It's a new year, and come talk to one of these elders or Pastor Peter or myself, and we'd be happy to sit down and chat with you. And let's just close in a word of prayer. Father, we've given this small, tiny little bit of this week especially dedicated to You, and I pray that it doesn't end here. I ask for each person, those who are trying to follow along with kind of new endeavors to read the Scriptures more, and maybe those who are going along in that daily journal that went out last week. And I just pray that You'd help us to find encouragement in the Word of God. And, I do want to think of those families, Lord, and make a prayer and intercession for them who have lost loved ones. Just a number of people we know, 4 or 5 funerals in the last 2 weeks. And God, we know that's particularly hard in those people's lives. And so we lift them up today. We lift up those who couldn't be with us, who are stuck at home, and who are ill at home and in hospital. And God, we just ask that if You lay it on our hearts, that we'd find the boldness and obedience to follow You and go encourage those people this week. So we give our lives afresh and new to You in Christ's name. Amen. Go with God.